Good morning. High pressure is keeping it dry across interior New York and New England, but milder air streaming over top of some moist air at the surface is creating a bank of clouds, which will be tough to move today. In fact, more sunshine is expected across the highest terrain, with milder air aloft and cooler temperatures at ground level, with most places staying in the middle to upper 30s. Those locations that do break out into some sun, particularly the lower Hudson Valley and southernmost New England, will see temperatures in the lower to mid-40s this afternoon. Overnight tonight, mostly cloudy skies as that high eventually gives way to a system pushing into the Great Lakes. Temperatures will drop back into the 20s and lower 30s with the cloud cover, but it will be mostly dry. And tomorrow, despite a little morning sunshine, clouds will tend to increase and thicken as this system draws closer. And it looks like by the end of the day, some rain showers could break out, especially across the western Catskills and Mohawk Valley. Rain showers will develop eastward during the overnight period tomorrow night. At the same time, temperatures will slide back toward freezing, so there could be a little light and spotty freezing drizzle or freezing rain, especially in the mountain valleys on Tuesday night and into Wednesday morning. Otherwise, milder air will continue to flow in, and on Wednesday afternoon, rain showers are likely, with highs reaching the lower 40s. We'll dry this system out as it moves away on Thursday. Still the risk of a few flurries or snow showers, but mainly a mix of sun and clouds with highs back into the 30s, and quiet weather heading into the upcoming weekend with partial sunshine Friday and Saturday, mid-30s, and a chance of snow showers on Sunday with highs staying in the 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a storm system will move from the plains to the Great Lakes this afternoon, bringing snow, some of it heavy, to parts of the high plains and upper Midwest. Rain and thunderstorms are forecast in the mid and lower Mississippi Valley. Winter storm warnings have been issued from the northeast corner of Colorado through central Nebraska associated with this system and into southwestern parts of Minnesota. In these locations, 5 to 10 inches of snow could fall. Meanwhile, another storm will move into the west coast today, and this will allow the much-needed wet period to continue for drought-stricken California. Precipitation totals will not be record-breaking like last week, but surges of moisture with each approaching system should produce periods of moderate to heavy rains. Also, beneficial snowfall accumulations are expected to pile up along the Sierra Nevada mountain range. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Gaspé, Quebec, Canada, at 2:52 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. The last report of hail was at Stord, Norway, at 3:50 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 36 degrees with a north-northwest wind at 25 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 40 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 36 degrees, the dew point 28, 73% relative humidity, a north wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.07 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 83 degrees at Kingsville Naval Air Station in Texas to a low of 9 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-40s, Boston increasing clouds in the upper 30s, and in Buffalo cloudy skies with highs in the upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 39 degrees, the low 35. The average temperature 37, that's 8 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, no snow. For the month, 12.1 inches, which is 6.9 inches above normal. And 24.4 inches for the year, which is 16.4 inches above normal. There were 28 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 476. That's 7 above normal. And 1,751 for the season, which is 122 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature at Albany today, 36 degrees. The average low, 21. The record high, 61, set in 1901. And the record low 8 below zero in 1874. Sunrise this morning, 7:19 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:22 p.m. 9 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George areas. Partly sunny, with highs in the mid-30s today, mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny skies today with highs in the lower 40s, mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 30. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny today with highs in the mid-30s, mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny today with highs in the upper 30s, mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny today with highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, increasing clouds with a chance of showers late in the day with highs near 40. Rain showers with some freezing rain possible tomorrow night and early Wednesday morning. Mostly cloudy with scattered rain showers Wednesday afternoon with highs in the lower 40s. A mix of sun and clouds with a few snow showers Thursday, mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds Friday and Saturday in the mid-30s. And a chance of snow showers Sunday with highs staying in the middle 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.